Our theme tonight is the shift to 3.0, and we're going to be looking at 12 trends. This is our third quarter wrap-up. As you know, every quarter we step back, try and get the long view. I think that's very important. This was inspired because we decided to do in November for our equity quarterly overview a discussion of investment strategy for Global 3.0, and then part of that was going to be the top trends. As you know, I think it's important to try and align with the primary trends where it makes sense to. It doesn't always make sense, and it may not always be what I find the responsible thing to do. But I think it's important to know what the trends are and to align with them where you line up. So we decided to do that for the wrap-up, and I'm very glad I did because it has been a tremendous effort to pull together what we normally do each wrap-up. We do a comic book with pictures and graphs and other information. So if you go to the blog, you will see on the blog post for this evening's wrap-up a link to the third quarter 2014 wrap-up comic book, and I would really encourage you to go there and follow along using the comic book because I think it will help tremendously. This wrap-up is one I'm very excited about. I have gotten some input on it. When I was driving to San Francisco, I stopped and visited with Dr. Joseph Farrell, and we had quite a conversation. And the thing that was very, I just went through the outline with him. It was before I had the comic book finished. And we went through the different areas, and it's very integrating when you step back and look at the long-term trends and where things are going. And suddenly lots of different disparate stories in the news that seem sort of weird and incoherent come together, and you see where these things are going. And what was very exciting for me was walking him through the outline helped him do that. And he posted a blog post several days ago about it, so I thought I'd just kick off and read you some of what he wrote because it's one of the most important things I really want you to understand from the wrap-ups this year, including this one. And that's where the technology is taking the global currency system. Anyway, he titled the blog post, and I'm only going to read excerpts. Astro Mining, U.S. Congress considers bill and some high-octane speculation. He writes, recently I had a fascinating conversation with former Assistant Secretary of HUD, Catherine Austin Fitz, and the subject of our conversation was, as it often is, space and global finance and the links between the two. So then he jumps in. Let me just jump in. Quote, if the U.S. wants its private space industry to jump into the fray, argues so-and-so, legislators must create a more predictable environment in which companies can enjoy the rights of their extraction or to extract without interference. In other words, like it or not, we are entering the age of space commercialization. Over the next 2 to 3 generations, this will dramatically transform the culture we live in. Excellent point. So how to minimize risk and protect investment? And then he goes into the currency system, and here's the important part, and I want you to listen to this carefully. There are basically two routes here, and here's why Secretary Fitz's insight comes in. And as we worked our way through the conversation and her charts and graphs, we both became rather speechless and breathless at what might possibly be going on. One way would be the way of international treaty and negotiation, a long and tiresome process, as the principal problem to be encountered is what standard of law would be the ultimate arbitrator of such commercial ventures, he means in space. The other way would be the creation of a global government brought about perhaps by a tender for the global population, which would be the Chancellor Kohl scheme for the reunification of Germany writ large and on a global scale. You'll recall that this scheme was both cunning and shrewd in its simplicity as the former Democratic Republic of Germany, East Germany, began to fall apart. Chancellor Kohl allowed a one-for-one currency tender of East German marks for the much stronger West German D-mark. As East Germans began to use the D-mark, the economies slided together, and the deal was done. Now, how might one go about doing this on a global basis? Think Chancellor Kohl plus smartphones, Apple Pay, and other virtual currencies, global tender. Voila! So he saw the play. Okay, so let's step back a little bit and revisit sort of where we are in this discussion of Global 2.0 to 3.0. As I described in the annual wrap-up, and there are links in the comic book to both the annual wrap-up and the two quarterly wrap-ups so far this year, I talked about a shift in the economy So let's go back to the beginning of the 90s and the creation of the World Trade Organization and a decision using very much new telecommunications and digital technology to rebalance the global economy, shift capital out of the G7 nations, reinvest, including in the emerging markets, and shift capital into what we're, Joseph and I, refer to as the breakaway civilization. And what that does is it kicks off a process where we really are becoming one global economy, despite all the fractiousness that you're seeing. And we're creating a world where literally everyone is on the internet and can connect directly with everyone else. And I described one of my favorite quotes from Michael Ventura describing what this means. He said, "The human psyche is one of the great forces of nature, and what is most frightening about this space-time technology is that it exposes us to this force within us as nothing else ever has. We're standing in the storm of our own being." Well, the psychic storm is now growing to 7 billion. We're about halfway to 7 billion people, all connected online, able to communicate directly with each other. So that's quite a psychic storm. And, you know, step one is a global psychic storm. And as part of that, a global economy and all sorts of global things happening going on. So what that means is we're going from an industrial economy where G7 ruled the roost and the emerging markets provided economy our natural resources to G7, which was in control, to something that's much more balanced, where productivity and or production and consumption is much more balanced globally. And so we're going from an industrial economy 2.0 to a networked economy 3.0. And to be perfectly honest, nobody quite knows what that's going to look like. What I will tell you is during the financial coup d'etat, which was basically the 90s through the bailouts, what you had was a great deal of capital shifted out. And now that capital, with the bailouts over and the trail gone cold, the liabilities shredded or covered up and the paper trail certainly shredded, that money is free to be reinvested. And it's an enormous amount of resources. And of course, the question for all of us is where is it going to be reinvested? So let's dive in, open up the comic book, and let's walk through the 12 trends and see if we can't get our perspective on some of that.